He's a fool.
I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell.
He's a fool.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast for a very European night special. And we have our European correspondent with us, I, Karan.
Hello, guys.
And this is Tariq joining you to, obviously, Karan, discuss the two big games ahead of us. The Champions League semi-finals first leg. And, of course, a certain Arsene Wenger might argue that Europa League semi-final first leg should also be included in this discussion. But that aside, Karan, we are looking at two massive clashes. Liverpool versus Roma, because both of the teams have been sort of the fairy tale teams of this competition this year. And of course, the fact that Mohamed Salah was a Roma player, and hence a lot of people calling this the Salah Derby. Not to mention a lot of people calling this the Boston Derby, because both of these teams have Bostonian owners.
Absolutely.
And also, of course, we all know the European history between these two teams. I mean, if we go back about 34 years on a night in Rome in 1984. So that makes it such a huge encounter. And of course, Bayern Munich versus Real Madrid needs no introduction. In fact, it needed no introduction, Karan, that we almost forgot that there was this game.
Pretty much, yeah. There was just a small matter of, what was it, 17 European Cups between them?
And
the third person would have probably thought, it was Notts County versus Shrewsbury or something.
So if you include Liverpool's European Cups, that's pretty much one third of all the European Cups ever. And like you were mentioning a little while earlier, if we talk about finals appearances, I think we might not even want to go there in terms of the ridiculous statistics these teams have. But Karan, those historical statistics are not going to mean too much come tomorrow night and day after tomorrow night when these teams will clash in the first leg. So let's get straight in on the action. We begin at Anfield. Liverpool facing Roma. Simple breakdown, Karan. How do you see it unraveling?
I honestly feel that with the way things have gone, Liverpool would start as favourites, because there is just this aura about Liverpool this season, especially when they play at Anfield. So similar to what I said in the previous leg against City, they can't really change their game much because they can't. And they need to have this, if they can keep the same approach and the same level of energy that they showed in the previous round against City, I honestly feel that Liverpool would be too good for Roma over the two legs. But the key would be, again, as it always boils down to, is Liverpool's defence, and more specifically Liverpool's defence when it comes to set pieces, because Roma are a team who are capable of taking advantage of Liverpool's weakness in that particular area. But again, having said that, coming back to going back to the point that I made in an earlier episode, the fact that the first leg is going to be at Anfield, if Liverpool can go to Rome with, say, a 2-goal lead or a 3-goal lead, I do fancy them. Also, I'm not ignoring the fact of about what Roma pulled off against Barcelona, but let's face it, that's not something that's going to happen every time.
Yeah, there is something called regression to the mean, so you wouldn't possibly expect them to be able to pull it off twice. But yes, Roma have the full complement of players available with them, and of course we have seen what they can do off the set pieces, and that's where probably Liverpool's greatest nightmare lies. But the fact that we are at this stage of the season and we can look at the Liverpool squad and just simply say that they should just do their own thing as far as playing at Anfield is concerned, kind of is reassuring, if you ask me, in terms of how much this team has grown in terms of its style and its confidence in terms of pulling off good results.
Yeah, absolutely, no doubts about it. I mean, if you man for man, if you really sit down to analyze the Liverpool squad, right? Maybe you could say Salah aside, and to some extent, you could say players like Firmino. Nobody's going to be a player that you would really feel, really sends shivers down an opposition spine. But what's great about them is they are always going to be better than the sum of their parts, and which is what, you know, Klopp has been able to kind of get the best out of a combination of these players, and his tactics have worked absolutely brilliantly.
All right, and then we turn our attention now, Karan, to the marquee clash here, because like you said, small matter of a dozen and a half European Cups between them. That would be Bayern Munich and Real Madrid, and of course they're facing off at the Allianz Arena in Munich. Karan, surely, and we have discussed this many times, that this is a match where Bayern essentially have to outscore Real Madrid to win. There is no way they can possibly stop them from scoring and hope to squeeze out of these two legs.
No way, absolutely not. I mean, I'd be surprised if Bayern can keep a clean sheet in either of the legs, to be honest, the kind of form Real have been in going forward. Having said that, Bayern are themselves capable of, you know, outscoring anyone, you know, given the kind of firepower that they have at their disposal. But the problem with Bayern, if you notice in recent seasons, ever since they won the Champions League back in 2013, is every season they reach until quarterfinals and semifinals, and predominantly the semifinals, and that is where they end up, you know, crashing against, you know, either a Real, a Barca, and I guess in one season it was Atletico. So it's always been this part of the competition is where they've been, you know, struggling to get out of, you know, in recent seasons, and not to mention the fact that, you know, so far Bayern haven't really been tested in the Champions League at all. Maybe to some extent you could say in the group stages against PSG, but you know, you look at how it's been, how are their campaign since then. The only entertaining part about the second round fixture was a cat. And they ended up playing Sevilla, who an opposition who, you know, with all due respect to them, Bayern were expected to beat.
And even then, in the home leg, they just basically cantered in on second gear because they had a nil draw, which was enough to see them through. The match really did not have much of a spark or energy.
True. I think Bayern have really not gotten beyond second gear in any of their games this season. Bundesliga included, by the way. So that just shows, you know, where things stand right now. But with Real, again, you know, going by how things went about in the previous round, they can be got at if somebody is willing to take that risk and really, you know, take the game to them. Yes, Ronaldo has been in absolutely scintillating form. There's no question about it, especially in the Champions League. They just look a completely different animal. But they can be got at. And Bayern should be willing to do that. And I think they would. But it's going to be interesting to see how it goes about. Again, it comes down to the whole, you know, first leg at home scenario. If they can take the lead to Madrid, anything is possible.
All right. And we'll see how they approach that and what happens. And of course, we'll also bring you the breakdown of the first leg once the two first legs are over. And then bring you with the second legs too, if we are still functioning by then, depending on the high levels of drama we witnessed during the quarterfinal.
More you than the rest of us.
Even Vishal is pretty heavily emotionally invested. We'll see how all that turns out. In the meantime, you can find us on Audioboom. You can visit our channel, audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense. Otherwise, you can follow us on Twitter at SenSoccer or subscribe to our podcast on any of the podcatchers that you use, whether it is iTunes or Pocket Casts or any of the others. That's about all the time we have for this special preview episode with our European correspondent, that is Karan.
This is Tan. Hey guys.
Signing off along with Karan. We'll see you guys next time.